This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klinginer. It only took a couple weeks after Hurricane Irma for the Florida Keys to declare the islands officially open for tourism again. The island chain's biggest industry is trying to rev back up, even as some people are still dealing with impacts from the storm. The Zombie Bike Ride takes place on the first weekend of Fantasy Fest. Thousands of cyclists ride along Key West's Atlantic shore in every interpretation of zombie costume imaginable. This year was no different, with an estimated 6,000 to 7,000 zombies. Most of them were local, but not all.
Well, we come every year. This is my 23rd time down here, and this year especially, even if Fantasy Fest wasn't happening, we had to be here. We had to show some love to the Keys.
Kaya Dunn flew into Key West from Northern California. Her friend Crystal Downs drove here from Tampa. She says it hurts her heart to see the damage along the Keys, but she was also glad to see many businesses along the way are open, and she's hoping the return of tourists helps the locals coping with damaged homes.
They need our help, and if that is by tipping a little extra this week, then it's doing that.
Carol Christman's costume was modeled after the iconic Southernmost Point buoy, complete with the gray patch where the hurricane scoured away the paint.
This is what we do, you know, we bounce back. And it's like professional football players. When there's a disaster or something, they come and they play the game. We're the same thing. We're playing the game.
Christman works at a guest house in Key West. She also works on a catamaran that takes tourists to the reef.
And we need to make money. I don't make money on Fantasy Fest, but a lot of my friends do, and they're counting on it. Pay rent. Rent's due, you know, next Tuesday.
Getting tourists back to the Keys has been a top priority, from the local level to the state house. Governor Rick Scott was in Key West this month to drive that message home.
Our jobs are tied to it. Our livelihood is tied to it. It's the most important thing we can do for all of our families.
Less than 2 weeks after Irma crossed the Keys, the county commission approved $1 million in emergency advertising. The ads have been running on TV, radio, and digital to reach national audiences.
Together, we picked up the pieces. And we're getting back to business.
Some of those pieces, though, aren't quite all the way picked up yet. Visitors driving to Key West down the overseas highway will see massive piles of debris and evidence everywhere of the damage that a Category 4 hurricane can do. Some people who live in the Lower Keys are not happy with the push from Key West to bring back tourists so soon.
We've had buses going through and taking pictures.
Jim Ensminger is a retired firefighter who lives on Big Pine Key, about 30 miles from Key West. His house did okay in the storm, but his neighborhood saw some of the worst damage. He says Key West's relatively quick recovery is impressive, and those resources should be dedicated to helping the harder hit areas.
People should come first. The residents should come first. Then the tourists.
It's obviously a conundrum. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? The problem is that they're both going to have to come at the same time.
Andy Newman handles public relations for the Keys Tourist Development Council. That's the agency that collects a 4-cent tax on tourists lodging in the Keys and spends it on advertising, events, and capital projects that benefit tourism. Tourism is big business in the Keys. Monroe County has 75,000 residents, but 5 million people visit every year.
The person that has the plans to visit the Keys, even in February and March during high season, we want them to keep those plans. We don't want them going somewhere else.
The early events in the 10-day Fantasy Fest calendar have been well attended, but they always draw more locals. Fantasy Fest continues through this weekend. Usually, tens of thousands of tourists show up on Saturday evening for the big parade down Duval Street. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.